Biden strongly supports Johnson's $95 billion foreign aid package. By Nick Gilbertson on April 17, 2024. President Joe Biden announced he strongly supports the House foreign aid package as Republicans rapidly turn on Speaker Mike Johnson over efforts to combine several supplemental bills into a single rule with a lack of border security legislation in the package. Shortly after the texts of the bills, a 49-page Ukraine supplemental, a 25-page Israel supplemental, and a 15-page Indo-Pacific supplemental were released, Biden urged the passing of the package, according to a statement shared to X by Politico's Daniela Diaz. A document from House Republicans on the Appropriations Committee notes that $26.38 billion would go to Israel, $60.84 billion would go to Ukraine, and $8.12 billion would head to the Indo-Pacific in the three bills. "I strongly support this package to get critical support to Israel and Ukraine, provide desperately needed humanitarian aid to Palestinians in Gaza, and bolster security and stability in the Indo-Pacific," Biden's statement read. The House must pass the package this week and the Senate should quickly follow. "I will sign this into law immediately to send a message to the world. We stand with our friends, and we won't let Iran or Russia succeed," it added. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk said Biden's endorsement of the plan is evidence Republicans are getting screwed on the foreign aid bills. Biden also authored an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal Wednesday morning urging the House to pass urgent national security legislation for Ukraine and Israel, as well as desperately needed humanitarian aid for Palestinians in Gaza. Around noon time, after the op-ed was published and before the bill's texts were released, Biden said he was getting briefed on it when on the plane when asked if he was confident the separate bills for Ukraine and Israel aid would get through while departing Scranton for Pittsburgh, according to MSNBC footage. Biden's endorsement of the package comes as Johnson's aim at bundling the bills under one rule, which, if passed, would allow votes on all three bills but deny votes on all if it fails, has caused growing dissatisfaction among his conference reps. Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, and Andy Biggs, Oz, signaled opposition to the rule on Tuesday, while Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, joined the chorus on Wednesday, calling Johnson's strategic choice an abject surrender, while speaking with CNN's Manu Raju. Meanwhile, Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, has co-sponsored Green's motion to vacate the chair against Johnson on Tuesday and told Breitbart News Daily on Wednesday that he hopes Johnson will sign on for a plan where he resigns once the conference, which has a one-vote majority, comes to a consensus on a successor.